Alaska's former Senator Ted Stevens is reflecting on the life of his longtime colleague, Senator Robert Byrd, today. Byrd died this morning at the age of 92 after serving West Virginia in the Senate for more than five decades. Four of them were spent serving alongside and sparring with the 86-year-old Stevens, who lost his re-election bid in 2008. Stevens says when he first entered the Senate in 1968, Byrd took him aside for guidance. He was known to champion the Constitution, which he carried around with him everywhere, and was a stickler for procedural rules. Stevens says that could work in their favor because Byrd was a master at finding ways in the Senate to benefit his rural state. Stevens says even though they were on different sides of the political aisle, Byrd helped him advocate for his small population state.
But in terms of Alaskan issues, he really was our ally because West Virginia is a small state, and as a senator from a small state, he understood the problems of not having an enormous number of people in the House of Representatives. And he worked with us to show us the ropes and show us how we could get things done in the Senate. I think we did more through the appropriation process than Alaskans will ever know.
The two served for decades on the powerful Appropriations Committee, which Byrd encouraged Stevens to get on. And Stevens says his colleague was influential in legislation that's important in Alaska today.
He was very much involved in helping us with the Native Land Claim Settlement. He was involved in helping us with a 200-mile bill where we claimed the rights to have 200 miles off our shore. We have worked together on so many things. He was very much influential. He established the Appalachia Commission, and based upon that, I formed the commission that affected Alaska's future in a similar way. So we sort of followed one another.
When Stevens said goodbye to the Senate after losing his re-election bid in 2008, Byrd tailored an Irish prayer for the occasion.
May the sun shine warmly upon your face, Ted. May the rains fall softly upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you, Ted, in the hollow of his hand.
Stevens says he visited Byrd numerous times in recent months, including during his hospital stays, to talk about what was going on in politics and remember their days serving together in the Senate.